I want to talk about something that almost everyone in dog training agrees on: using treats. In modern dog training, treats are often presented as the kind and ethical alternative to punishment and force. We hear phrases like positive dog training or reward-based training, and food is usually at the center of it. But I would like to explore a slightly uncomfortable question. Are we always using food in a fair way with our dogs? Or are we sometimes using food to quietly manipulate them into something they might not actually want to do? This is where the concept of luring becomes very interesting. In most modern training systems, treats are seen as a way to motivate dogs. We reward dogs for doing something we like, and the dog learns that certain behaviors bring good outcomes. In principle, that sounds very fair. The dog gets something nice, and we avoid punishment or pressure. And in many situations, using food can indeed be very helpful. But there is an important difference between rewarding a choice and controlling behavior. And that difference often appears when we talk about luring. Luring means that we use food to guide the dog physically into a behavior. For example, we hold a treat and move it over the dog's head so that the dog sits down. We move a treat towards the crate so that the dog follows the treat and goes inside the crate. Or we hold food close to our leg so the dog walks beside us. The dog is not necessarily choosing the behavior independently. Instead, the dog is following the food. And this works very well because food is a powerful motivator. Dogs naturally move towards it. But this raises an interesting question. If the dog is only following the food, are they actually choosing the behavior? Or are they simply being guided into it? And the ethical question is, many trainers believe that because the dog receives food, the method must automatically be ethical. But the presence of food does not automatically mean the dog had a real choice. If a dog is uncomfortable going into a crate, we must use the food to lure them inside. What are we actually doing? We are not addressing why the dog feels uncomfortable. We are simply bypassing that feeling by offering something attractive. In a way, the dog is being persuaded to ignore their own hesitation. And sometimes we might even say that the dog is being tricked, not with harsh force, but with a gentle form of pressure. Let's take a few common examples. Crate training. A dog hesitates to go into the crate. Instead of exploring why, we place treats inside the crate so the dog goes in. The dog follows the food, but the underlying emotion about the crate still be uncertainty or discomfort. Another example is positioning. We move food to guide the dog into a sit, a down, or a heel position. And the dog is not learning to understand our communication or our body language. They're simply following the food. Or think about a recall. Sometimes people shake a treat bag to get the dog to come. Again, the dog is responding to the food, not necessarily to the human relationship. None of these things are necessarily harmful in themselves. But they show how easily food can become a tool of control rather than communication. And I would like to offer you a little different perspective to this. At Nordic Dog Trainer and within the Caring Human Code, we approach this differently. Instead of asking, how can I make the dog to sit? We ask a different question. What is the dog trying to tell me right now? Dogs, they're communicating constantly through body language and calming signals. If a dog hesitates, they might do a head turn, or they slow down, or they even stop. All of these signals mean something important. They're trying to tell us something. They might be telling us that the situation feels uncomfortable, or that they need more time. Or sometimes something in the environment feels stressful for the dog. If we immediately lure the dog with food, we risk missing that communication. And instead, we can pause, we can observe and adjust the situation so the dog feels safer and more confident. When that happens, the behavior often changes naturally, not because the dog was lured, but because the dog feels ready, it feels safer, and it trusts you more. So, what does this mean in everyday life with dogs? It does not mean we should never use food. Food can be can be a wonderful way to reinforce behaviors that dogs already offer voluntarily. But there is a helpful guideline. Use food to reward a choice, not override hesitation. If the dog is unsure about something, the first step should always be observation. Why is the dog hesitating? What is my dog communicating? When we start from that perspective, our relationship with the dog changes. We move from control to communication. Dog training has evolved a lot over the years. And we moved, luckily, we moved away from punishment and force, which was a very important step, of course. But the next step might be even more interesting, moving from manipulation to understanding, from guiding dogs with food to listening to what they're already telling us. And when we do that, something remarkable happens. The dog doesn't just follow us, the dog begins to trust us.